KJAN Sports.
It is time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Let's take a look at some Saturday sports first. In wrestling action on Saturday, the Western Iowa Conference holding its dual tournament Friday and Saturday at Tri-Center High School. Missouri Valley ran the table. They ended up 7-0 on the weekend to capture the championship. Logan Magnolia only had one loss as they went 7-1. That one loss was to Missouri Valley. AHSTW had a 5-2 record on the weekend for third. Trainer at 4-3 was fourth, followed by Underwood, Riverside, Griswold, Tri-Center, and Audubon in that weekend tournament. Also in the Mustang duels at Shenandoah over the weekend in pool play. First round saw Bishop Elon Catholic beat Clarinda Academy. Shenandoah beat East Mills. Red Oak over St. Albert and Maryville over Southwest Iowa. In the second round, Bishop Elon Catholic, East Mills, Red Oak, and St. Albert were winners. Third round saw Shenandoah, Bishop Elon Catholic, Red Oak, and Maryville all pick up victories. In the semifinal round, Shenandoah beat Red Oak 36-30 and Bishop Elon Catholic a 71-6 winner over Maryville. Third place went to Red Oak 48-22 over Maryville, while the title went to Bishop Elon Catholic beating Shenandoah 59-12 in the finals of that tourney. Pride of Iowa Conference Tournament also held over the weekend at Interstate 35 School at Truro, and the host team was the winner. I-35 ended up with 238.5 points as the Roadrunners defeated the rest of the field. Martinsdale St. Mary's at 159.5 was second. Third went to Southwest Valley with 123 points. I-35 also had seven different wrestlers capture championships. Martinsdale St. Mary's and Mount Air each had a couple of wrestlers take home titles. Southwest Valley had Tegan Lundquist at 126 pick up a title as well on Saturday. The Tiger Knights Invitational on Saturday saw the action finish up with Northwest Webster winning the title at 162.5 points. Ames was second, and Clarinda placing fifth overall as Pocahontas was third, and Carroll placing fourth in their own tournament. Exira EHK also participating in that meet over the weekend, finishing in 10th place as a team. Also in Saturday high school basketball, just a few games here locally in Hawkeye 10 Conference girls action. It was Shenandoah over Arweva 55-34. Also St. Albert, a 68-58 winner over Sydney. Underwood from the Western Iowa Conference beat Fremont Mills 52-22. In boys action from the Western Iowa Conference, Underwood a winner 55-36 over Fremont Mills in Saturday high school basketball. In Sunday women's college basketball, Iowa used a 43-point second half as they pulled away in a 71-47 win over Northern Iowa. Megan Gustafson had 26 points and 10 rebounds as she helped lead the Hawkeyes in that contest. Iowa was up 28-24 at halftime and then blew it up in the second half. Megan Moss had 12 points and 12 rebounds to help lead Northern Iowa as they fall to 3-7 with that loss. The Hawkeyes are now 11-1 on the season with that victory. Madison Wise scored 19 points to lead four players in double figures on Sunday as Iowa State rolled past UC Riverside 89-66. Wise was 7 of 10 from the field, made two of the Cyclones' 12 three-pointers. Ray Johnson led the hot shooting from the outside, hitting 4 of 5 from the arc, finishing with 14 points, 9 assists, and 5 steals in that win by Iowa State. South Dakota State took an 85-78 win over Drake in women's college hoops on Sunday. South Dakota State capitalized on a season-high 24 Bulldog turnovers and scored 20 points off of those turnovers to help pick up that victory. Drake was led by Brenny Rose. She finished with 17 points, 6 assists, 5 rebounds, and 3 block shots in that Drake loss on Sunday. In men's college basketball yesterday, 7th-ranked North Carolina needed a late run to avoid its second loss of the season. The Tar Heels capitalized on a 9-0 spurt in the final minute to win their fifth in a row, beating number 20 Tennessee 78-73 in Knoxville. Brandon Williams drained a three-pointer with 35 seconds left to put North Carolina ahead to stay. Joel Berry II scored a game-high 21 points for the Heels, while Williams and Luke May added 15 points each. Also in top 25 men's college hoops on Sunday, 5th-ranked Arizona State fell behind 13-0 before going on a 26-3 spurt, bridging both halves to beat Vanderbilt 76-64. And also yesterday, it was Joluwal Akul with season highs, 31 points and 20 rebounds, as number 21 Baylor blew out Savannah State 118-86. In NFL action yesterday, it was New Orleans beating the New York Jets 31-19. Carolina picked up a 31-24 win over Green Bay. Philadelphia beat the New York Giants 34-29. Buffalo downing Miami 24-16. It was Baltimore topping Cleveland 27-10. Washington beat Arizona 20-15. Minnesota wins the NFC Central with a 34-7 win over Cincinnati. Jacksonville downs Houston 45-7. The LA Rams pick up a 42-7 win over Seattle. San Francisco beat Tennessee 25-23. New England over Pittsburgh 27-24. Dallas edging Oakland 20-17. Tonight, Atlanta will play at Tampa Bay, trying to keep the Falcons' playoff hopes alive. In other NFL news, Bengals coach Marvin Lewis has dismissed an ESPN report that says he doesn't want to return to the team next season. Lewis steadfastly denied the report in his post-game news conference, saying it's just speculation and that he hasn't made any decision. He called it recycled from the summer and irrelevant to the team's second straight lackluster performance. Panthers owner Jerry Richardson has announced that he will sell the NFL team after the season. That decision comes amid a growing investigation that accuses him of sexual misconduct and using racist language at work. The team made the announcement on Twitter and linked a 5-paragraph letter by the Panthers' only owner. He said he believed it's time to turn the franchise over to new ownership and hoped the organization would be firmly focused on playing and winning the Super Bowl. However, the letter didn't directly address the investigation or allegations against him. In baseball news, Washington Nationals right-hander Steven Strasburg says he might skip All-Star games in the future because he thinks the change in routine for that event contributed to an injury last season. Strasburg said Sunday at the team's annual fan festival that going to the All-Star game in Miami this year pushed him back a bit and started making his arm hurt. He left in the second start after the All-Star break after only 2 innings and went on the disabled list with a nerve issue in his pitching elbow. In NBA action on Sunday, Toronto beat Sacramento 108-93. It was Detroit over Orlando 114-110. Indiana topping Brooklyn 109-97. Cleveland beat Washington 106-99. In the National Hockey League on Sunday, Winnipeg over St. Louis 4-0. Chicago beat Minnesota 4-1. Calgary over Vancouver 6-1. And Vegas a 5-2 winner over Florida. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.